Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. This program is all about music and the people who make it. Tonight I've got some great guests in the studio. I've got Mr. Funny Man, and they're going to be talking about their career. We're going to talk about some of the great shows they've done, what their sets are like, and of course this Saturday's show as they play at the annual Pet Rock, which is a fundraiser for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. So be sure to stick around. They'll be playing live in studio. We're going to talk a whole bunch about music. You'll be hearing some great live one-of-a-kind performances. And it all happens after your headlines here on Lakeshore Public Radio.
Consideration for programming is provided by State Farm agent John Yelkich, serving insurance needs for Hobart and the surrounding areas. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right. More information is available at john4insurance.com.
Good evening and thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio. You're in tune with 89.1 FM. I'm Tom Lounges. This is Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. Tonight, some old friends are joining us. Mr. Funny Man in the studio. We're going to talk about a big show they've got coming up this Saturday, March 3rd. It's the annual Pet Rock fundraising event at the beautiful County Line Orchard in Hobart, Indiana. And 100% of the proceeds will help out the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. Tonight we're going to hear them play a few stripped-down tunes while we talk about their career, some of the important people they've played for, as well as the big show coming up Saturday. But let's get into that doggy spirit and get a little funk going. Atomic Dog. Funny Man joins us after this.
This thing's dumb. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs. Rhythmic dog. Harmonic dog. House dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Futuristic bow wow.
Atomic Dog. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yi, yippee-yay. As James Brown might say, getting on the good foot here at the studio at Midwest Beats. I'm Tom Lounges, and we are playing the funky Atomic Dog for good reason. You see, we're going to dance it up on Saturday, March 3rd, with the band that's in studio with me right now. Mr. Funny Man Band is here. They'll be at the County Line Orchard in Hobart. It's the annual Pet Rock fundraiser, and it's called Pet Rock for a good reason because a lot of rock and rollers get involved in it, not only the bands performing over the years, but also a lot of celebrity friends like Paul Rogers of Bad Company and the guys in Foghat and Ted Nugent and Charlie Daniels. And, well, it's just so many people donate signed items that are raffled off and auctioned off in the silent auction. Lots of baskets and tickets and just lots of fun stuff. And the best part is 100% of the proceeds helps out the animals at the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana on Route 20 in Miller, Indiana. And this year, well, last year we had the Blues Brothers tribute. And before that we had, who did we have? We've had Jim Peterik and the and friends in there. We've had the Janis Joplin tributes. And this year we have Mr. Funny Man. And guys, welcome, and young lady.
Thank you, Tom.
Hello.
You're hiding the prettiest girl in the corner.
I
got to look at you guys. We have with us Jeremy and Jason, Bob and Allison. And you guys have been, Funny Man has been around how long?
25 years now. We just went over the 25-year mark in August. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of two major bands you guys do. You also do Echoes of Pompeii, and we've had you down here for that as well, which is the Pink Floyd tribute. Why two bands? And you're playing both bands out a lot. That's got to be an awful lot of stress and work.
It's a lot of practice, that's for sure. We practice every Monday night, and we had to dedicate, depending on which one we're learning, of what we're going to do. So right now we're, you know, in the midst of learning the whole The Wall album, because we play a place up in Chicago called Reggie's Nightclub, and he asked us if we could actually play the whole album, and we said we'll give it a valiant effort.
Now, when is that show?
April 13th, I believe. It's a Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be quite a challenge.
It is.
That guy challenges us a lot. He, he's asked us in the past to do a multitude of albums. Last time we were there, I think we did the whole 1977 Pigs tour, I believe we did.
Animals tour.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, why Pink Floyd? You picked one of the hardest bands ever to pay tribute to.
Yeah,
you could do Kiss, it's just a handful of chords, you know? But no, you pick Pink Floyd.
Well, it's always been one of the favorites, you know. I mean, I've always loved them. I love the Beatles and all of them. But, you know, we were, as we were learning songs when we first got started, we noticed that people really told us and they really liked the way we do Pink Floyd. And it was really just people telling us, you guys should just do a whole night of Pink Floyd. And after listening to people for about 10 years, we finally actually did it. So that was pretty much the reason why, is people just told us that we did it really well, and so we picked up on it.
So how long has Echoes been around, if Funny Man's been around 25 years?
So about 15 we've been doing it, haven't we?
Yeah, maybe 16 now. I think around 2001 or 2002 we started doing that, yeah.
Now, Funny Man is a complete different animal, so to speak, pardon the pun. You guys do a variety of dance music. You might slip a Floyd song in there once in a while, I think. But you do everything. I mean, it's across the board. New stuff, old stuff, rock stuff, funk stuff, soul stuff, R&B stuff. You're pretty much a walking, talking jukebox.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. People call us, a lot of people say we're the karaoke machine. And I like that. The songs that we actually pick are just really top 10 hits all the way from the 50s to now. We'll do anything from, you know, we could do something maybe from, like, say, the Platters, or we might even pull something out from Taylor Swift, you know. Just a dynamic of just different music that we do, and it's a lot of fun, you know. So usually we let Jeremy, he's the one that picks out most of the music, and you know it's easier that way if you just have one person picking out the music, because you don't, then you have eight people trying to put their,
then you
got to
go in the basement and beat each other up for a few hours.
Yeah. And that's what we used to do.
Wow. Now, Allison, you're obviously a lot younger than these gentlemen. And how long have you been in the group, and how did you come to embrace classic rock and oldies like you have?
I was in the band since maybe 2013, around there. So maybe like 5 years now, just about. And I've always liked that kind of music. I've always been about it. I kind of grew up listening to that kind of genre. So,
can you connect to the Taylor Swifts out there now? When you were performing like Taylor Swift music, do you connect with that, or is that just
something? Well, the Taylor Swift song we do it with our other singer. Okay. She couldn't be here today, Jessica Lopez, or Jessica Lopez Schmidt, I should say. It's fun. It's like you get into a little character, you know. Mm-hmm. You try and hit those notes. You have fun with it, and the crowd really reacts to it. So that's kind of really just the main thing for Taylor Swift, I guess you should say.
Basically, if you could ballpark, how many songs are at your disposal? Because you do play such a broad spectrum, how many would you say you can pull from at any given time?
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, some of the stuff you got to revamp and go over and practice again. But I don't know. If you listen to a classic rock station, there's not too many songs that we haven't done in the past, but if we had to pull off something, we could probably pull off about 80 or 100 songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's play something now. What do you want to play?
Let's do the you want to do the Jefferson Airplane first? Okay, let's do that.
All right, this is Mr. Funny Man. You're hearing him live on the Lakeshore Midwest Beat, and we'll be back to talk with him after this.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that a mother gives you don't do anything at all. Call Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the fall. Call Alice when she was just small. When the man on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you just had some kind of mushroom, and your mind is moving low. Go ask Alice, I think she'll know. When logic and proportion has fallen,
Funny Man, live on the air on the Lakeshore. Give it up. Yeah. Feed your head. Feed the dogs. Feed the cats. That's what we're going to be doing Saturday with this band, Mr. Funny Man, headlining at the County Line Orchard at the annual Pet Rock, benefiting the animals, all the critters, and the shelter, Humane Society, Northwest Indiana on Route 20 in Miller, Indiana. Of course, we've got Jeff Sarver opening up. He's got a couple of new albums out. He's no stranger to this program or my listeners. In fact, he's going to be back on again in a couple of weeks. But Jeff will be opening things up. We've got Mr. Funny Man doing two sets, actually three sets if you want to break it down, in between announcing all the big winners for the auction items, the baskets. And we've got some fun stuff, folks. I'll tell you, we're going to be giving away a live auction for a trip to Mexico. We've got tickets to go see Mindy Hebert, a good friend of this show. She's a great sax player, and we're going to give away dinner and theater tickets to the Opera House to see her coming up in June. But we're here tonight to talk about the music, and doing that is Mr. Funny Man. We'll hear some more from them in just a little bit. Why are you guys being a part of this? Why do animals matter to you? Whoever wants to take that.
Well, when we met over the summer, I let you know some of my passions, and when you asked me to do this, I was really honored, because there's just a few things that I would really do a benefit for, and this is just heavy in my heart. Everybody knows I love my cats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
just go on Facebook,
right? Just go on Facebook, you'll see them.
Meow.
But I know, animals are whether it's an iguana, a dog, or cat, or whatever. Everybody falls in love with their animal; it becomes part of their family, and it's just it's sad to see one being mistreated, and it just tears at my heart. So I think it's really great what you do, Tom.
Well, thank you. A lot of people take care of the animals at the shelter. We're going to meet a lot of the volunteers there as well. Let's go to Bob next. Bob, are you an animal kind of guy?
Yes, I have a lot of animals. My son has a lot of animals, so I have a lot of animals.
Okay, you kind of inherited them a bit?
Yes.
That happens.
Guinea pigs, fish, crabs, cats, and dog.
Wow.
So, yes.
Full flavor menu there, yes, of animals.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It's like,
okay,
a zoo.
Wow, okay. So, Bob, you're going to be there Saturday, right?
You're not. I probably will not be able to make it.
Okay.
So I don't usually play with Mr. Funny Man. I'm just sitting in.
You're
tonight.
Part of Echoes.
I'm part of Echoes of Pompeii. So
you're just here to have some fun tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
To do it,
so. Well, that's okay, because you're here for the right reason, and
it's
you
great
love
to be
animals.
Here. That's right.
All right. Jason, what about you?
Well, I just got a new dog myself.
Really? What kind?
Yeah. It's like a half lab and a half English Terrier, I believe, is what it is. The pointer dog.
Oh, a pointer.
A pointer, yeah. English pointer.
English pointer.
Yep. So, he likes to, he's teething, you know what I mean? So he's got some sharp ones going
hide
on.
Hide your shoes.
Yeah, hide your shoes. He's already got three pair of mine.
Wow.
Yeah, but I love them. I do.
Did you replace a former animal that you lost?
Or? I did. We just, we lost one, and it was really sad. It was, it was horrible. It was just something that, my kids and my wife, and we all just, it happened all right in front of us. So,
mm-hmm.
We waited a month or two to, get over that before we got another one. But
right.
Happy to say we got a cute little puppy named Benny. Benny and the Jets.
There you go. It's interesting because a lot of times people say, boy, that animal was part of my family, and I can't do it again. But when you think about it, you're robbing yourself as well as another animal of a loving home. So, I understand the pain that you feel. We all do that own animals. But when you think about it, it's doing justice to their memory by taking another one in and saying, I'm going to give somebody else a chance in
mm-hmm.
your place.
I agree.
And I just wish more people would realize that. So we've got a cat man, we've got a man of all animals, we've got a dog man, and Allison, what is your animal of choice?
I have a cat. His name is Bowie. He's
as in David.
David Bowie,
there
yep.
There you go.
My husband named him. It was his cat, and then I came along and kind of
so did,
became
did he,
my
did
son.
Did the cat accept you? Well, cats can be territorial a little bit. He did?
No, he's very welcoming to anybody. Everybody, anybody. Very chill, very loving. Yeah.
All right. You didn't say the name of your dog.
Oh, I have the two cats.
Oh, the two cats. I'm sorry.
Albert and Stella.
Is there a music
they're
connection?
Siblings.
Yeah, they're brother and sister. Okay. When we picked them up, there were only two left, and the lady said that you got to take them as a pair. We were just looking for one, and I'm glad we got both now. But they were already named. The people already named them, and then me and the kids and my wife, we all just decided, well, let's just keep the name.
It's a unique name for a cat.
Albert
and Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Oh, gosh. Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself. You are not a full-time member now with the Mr. Funny Man, but you are new to the Echoes project, recently new.
Yeah, I'm a newcomer. I 5 years?
Yeah. Oh, you're not that new then.
Well,
I thought you were newer than that.
In the scheme of things, and I don't play with them all the time, so okay. I play with them when I can make it, and... It's good. I'm indebted to Jeremy for, you know, I'd stopped playing music for quite a while, and he gave me a call one day, asked if I wanted to do it, and I've always been a huge fan of Pink Floyd, and, you know, it's great to be part of an ensemble band, you know, because there's a lot of people in that band.
There is.
What, 12, 13?
Yeah, you get the full horns and everything. Yeah. Double percussion, drums and percussion, right?
You know, we used to have both, but we just went down to one.
Okay.
Yeah. And but, you know, we have two keyboards now, two guitars, you know, three girl singers, saxophone, and that fills up the stage. Mm-hmm.
And coming from what I used to do, which was usually three-piece, four-piece bands, you know, back in the day, it's a trip to be part of an ensemble piece, you know, as far as playing with all these other players. And they're all great musicians.
How much Pink Floyd do you do in the Funny Man Band on average?
You know, we used to do more, but, you know, now that we just keep practicing all these dance songs, we really keep Pink Floyd maybe one or two a night, and that would be it for a regular Funny Man set, because we have such, like, you know, we were talking earlier about how many songs that we have. There just really isn't time. And then we also sometimes think that if we don't play the Pink Floyd with Funny Man, more people come out and buy a ticket for the Pink Echoes. Floyd stuff, you know.
Okay. So you kind of tease him. You're like giving him a little appetizer of the other band.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. What songs might you play on Saturday from Pink Floyd? Is there one in particular you might be doing?
Well, you know, everybody always likes Comfortably Numbs, and that's always a hit. So we might do something like that, or we might even go with something off of maybe Dark Side of the Moon, do Eclipse Brain Damage maybe. You know, it depends on if somebody...
Wish You Were Here, maybe?
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, it all depends on if somebody has a request, and, you know, if somebody asks for one particular, and, you know, we all gather around and do the huddle and figure out what we're going to do. Yeah.
Well, why don't we do a Pink Floyd song now? You guys have your guitars on.
Sure.
What do you want to do?
Want to do Mother, or do you want to do...
Whatever you guys want to do.
Wish You Were Here? Which one? Let's do Mother.
Okay. I'll come in after the starter.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Hey, Mother, do you think they'll like the song? Try to break my balls. But mother, should I build a wall? Mother, should I run for president? Should I trust the government? And mother, will they put me in the firing line? Uh-oh. Just a waste of time.
Hush now, baby, baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true, and mama's gonna put all of her fears into you, and mama's gonna keep you right here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. Mama's gonna keep baby
horse mama's gonna help build a wall. Mother, do you think she's good enough? She's dangerous. To me. And mother, what you tell your little boy, your part?
Right, Mr. Funny Man, live in the studio here at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. They're going to be performing maybe that song on Saturday over at the County Line Orchard. We've been running Facebook Live on some of these performances, and I just saw an old friend of all of ours that was watching in Ireland, Mr. Martin Hughes.
Yeah, I saw that too. He said to say hi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Martin's listening over in the Emerald Isle as we gear up for St. Pat's Day coming up, and you used to play with for him, I should say, at TJ Maloney's mm-hmm. back in the day.
Indeed.
What a wonderful guy. I mean, what a spirit.
I miss him.
I do too. I really do.
I have no one to drink a pint with.
Right.
It just seemed very authentic when he was around. You know?
Did. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to drink one for him Saturday.
We will.
We'll have to do that. So, Martin, we're going to be thinking of you, buddy. This Saturday, of course, is Pet Rock. It's an annual event. We have over 100 items, all sorts of different baskets. There's wine baskets and dog baskets and cat baskets and ladies' night out baskets and all sorts of fun stuff. But I've had some entertainer friends that have donated every year since I started doing this. And the roots of this actually go back to the early 80s. Now, as at Club Dimension, we started doing these events for the Humane Society. And then, of course, they've changed names and locations over the years. But the last 5 years have been going strong with Pet Rock and helping the shelter in Miller. And I've got to say thank you to people like the Oak Ridge Boys, Charlie Daniels, Ted Nugent, Foghat, gosh, just so many people that have never, ever not helped us, not been there. Paul Rogers and his wife, Cynthia. And I think this year we have some signed albums from him, LPs. There's a lot of good stuff. And so bring your wallets and leave with them empty, because every single penny, every dollar goes to help the animals out from this event. And I do want to give a shout out to Bill Hayden. Hayden Entertainment is doing the production, the sound, and we're going to have a good time with that. Bill and his wife, Pat, have been part of this program. I believe Matt's going to come out from his crew, and they are just do a great job for sound and lights. And you guys have worked with Bill a few times. In fact, when we first met and talked about this, the first question I think out of your mouth was, is Bill Hayden going to do sound?
Yeah, he actually he did a couple of our videos a few years back, and he's also filled in on keyboards. And
know that.
Yeah, he's done probably three or four shows with us in the past.
We actually got our drummer from him.
Yeah,
he's the one that gave
us.
He recommended Mike Pereira. He said, yeah, because we were looking at the time, and he says, well, I know a guy. And sure enough, he hooked us up with the drummer we have presently.
It's always good to know a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get Bill to bring his keyboards out.
How about it?
Well, whoever talks to him first, let's see if we can twist that that arm of his, and maybe we can get him on stage. That would be cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I knew he did your videos. Jonna Catering is going to be there. She's going to have an assortment of food. You see, in the past, we used to do different things, and I like to think of myself sometimes as a food guy because I like to eat, and I used to cook in restaurants, so I always try to come up with different meal plans, and I fail miserably. That was the one down point, I guess you would say, of some of the past Pet Rocks. Last year was a Pet Shamrock because it was on St. Pat's weekend, and we did corned beef, and it wasn't the best in the world. And I've had a few different encounters with chicken and that I would rather forget. So this year we decided to leave the food out of my hands, and we went to Jonna Catering, who does a lot of the shows over at the Apple Orchard. And she's going to have a mixed bag of stuff, and it's all very affordable. We're going to have pulled pork sandwiches, Italian beefs, hot dogs, nachos, homemade pretzels, snacks, cookies, all that fun stuff. And everything's going to be like $6 and less. So it's going to be very affordable. There's going to be a cash bar, of course, for those of you that like to get spirited at these events. And it's just going to be a great night. Doors open at 5. Jeff Sarver goes on at 6. You guys go on at 7 for the first set. And in between, there's lots of bidding and auctioning and 50-50s and all sorts of fun stuff. And again, I want to remind everybody that tickets are available in advance. If you get on the Humane Society website, which is humanesocietynorthwestindiana.com, or I take that back, .org, you can find a link there. You go to my Facebook page. There's a link all over Facebook. Just type in Pet Rock, and you'll come to the event page. Get the tickets early. Save money. But even if you don't, stop out, because it's going to be a night not to forget. And how could we not have a night not to forget with Mr. Funny Man on stage? And we are selling more tickets this year out of the gate than we have in the last couple of years. And I give the credit to you guys, because everyone's saying, we love that band. Thank you for booking them. And I just got to say thank you for letting us book you. I mean, you're coming in and helping us out. And I think we're going to have the best year yet. I really do. I feel it in my bones. It's already better than it has been. So keep telling people to come.
There was one person that wanted to tell you hi, and it's a neighbor of mine. Her name is Robin Rock, and she...
The radio gal.
Yeah, she said she wants to come out. She's going to try to come out on Saturday. She wanted to tell you hi from me.
She's back on the air.
Yeah.
I was happy. I put her in my column when I heard that. She's a great lady. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember when I was at that other station that I used to be at, I did a tour, and her daughter was part of the tour. Okay. And I remember thinking, who is this girl? She knows everything. You know, I'm trying to be, you know, hey, and then this happens and that happens. She goes, yeah, and then this and this and this. I'm like, who are you? She goes, my mom's in radio. It's Robin Rock. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that explains it. The chip didn't fall too far from the slot machine there. Let's talk a little bit about the sets you guys have in mind. You're going to play a little Pink Floyd. You're going to do a mixed bag of things. But typically, give me a handful of songs that usually get the dance floor going.
I had the time of my life from
Righteous Brothers.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes, Dirty Dancing, Righteous Brothers.
We do a lot of ABBA. Mm-hmm. We do
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. What else we got?
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's
been a big one.
You do the disco era too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Staying Alive, Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
We even get into we've been
Bruno doing Mars.
Bruno Mars, yeah, and we've been actually learned Kenny and Dolly. We did some
Islands in the Stream.
Yeah. Islands in the Stream. Yeah,
they go nuts for that. They love it. I love it. Yeah. I've always loved that song.
Yeah. It's a mixed bag, and then we'll do some classics. You know, like the first set. You know, before everybody really gets to dancing, we'll throw out the Billy Joels, the Elton Johns, and the John Cougar Mellencamps and stuff like that. And
that gets people warmed up, gets their foot tapping first.
Right. I would suggest, because this crowd tends to dance a little early, maybe toward the end of the first set, toss in one or two and test the waters a little
happens.
Bit. Yeah, and then promise them the moon if they stick around.
Right.
Because last year we did, we had an incredible dance floor, I gotta say. Like I said, we had my friends, the Blues Brothers tribute, and you know, everybody loves the Blues Brothers. And they, of course, enhanced the Blues Brothers set with a lot of classic R&B and Sam and Dave and things. And once the alcohol kicked in, there was no stopping the dance floor. They were even dancing after the band stopped. Bill played a couple of tunes on the DJ system there, and they just kept dancing. It wasn't even dance music. So there you go. That's going to tell you the kind of night we're going to have.
And, wonderful.
It is all ages, so it is family friendly. Just because there is alcohol there does not mean you can't bring the kids. It's just for 21 and over. But it is very family friendly. You guys do a family friendly show and play a lot of festivals and a lot of fairs and things like that. You travel a lot. I do want to touch base on some of the famous folks that you have performed for. And we're going to do that. There's some big names we're going to drop here in a few minutes, but let's do one more live song first.
Sure. Let's do the Janis Joplin. Yeah.
All right. This is Mr. Funny Man, and we're taking it back to the late, great Pearl, Janis Joplin.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. And there's feeling her ass faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. He drove us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dreary red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang Blue Night. Windshield wipers slapping time. I'm holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines, from the California sun, that Bobby shared the secrets of my soul.
Funny Man, live on Lakeshore Public Radio. That was a lot of fun. I haven't heard that done in a long time. I've got to say, Allison, tell me a little bit about yourself before we get into name dropping. What got you into music? How did you learn to sing like that? And what inspires you?
I really am pretty shy, and I always liked to sing, and I love music, but then... when I got maybe like when I turned 18, 19, 20 and I was able to go out to bars and stuff, me and a friend of mine, we would just, he would play guitar and I would sing and we would do covers and then we'd make up our own songs and I kind of got a taste for it at just open mic nights, you know, where like nobody came and,
well, just, they're coming now.
Yeah. I mean, just experience, I think is the best thing for anybody. The more experience you have with anything, the more comfortable you are. And, I'm still nervous and, you know, shy and all that. And I don't know. I don't know how to come off to people, but it's, I enjoy doing, you know, what I do with the band and everything. And yeah, I just enjoy the music and hanging out with
some of your
guys.
Favorite artists that you, when you were starting out when you were young, when you were emulating different people on the radio, different singers, who were some of those that, that were favorites of yours?
I was listening to a lot of like just everything, you know, like Pink Floyd, but also like Aretha Franklin or Janis Joplin, but also like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, like Adele. Just really a mix of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just pull from.
Do you do any that. Karen O in the show?
No.
No?
No.
Any of the newer, younger artists that are out there besides Taylor Swift that we already covered? Any of the younger? There's a lot of young female singers out there right now.
There is.
Are you? I mean, it's, there's like a glut of them almost. Are you doing any of the newer female artists?
We've been wrapped up with the Pink Floyd so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we do some like DNCE. I mean, they might not be female artists, but we do some of those younger, you know, artists that are on the radio today.
Okay.
So.
That, of course, is one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I get them as confused as I do the Andrews Brothers.
Right.
we are with Mr. Funny Man, and we are right here on Midwest Beat, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. If you just tuned in, shame on you for being late. You'll get to hear him play one more time. But before we do that, I want to remind you they're going to be performing this Saturday. Three sets, two of longer lengths, one of shorter length, and that's going to be happening Saturday at County Line Orchard in Hobart, right there on the County Line, which is why they call it that. Beautiful venue. You guys, have you played there before?
First time for us, I think, and that's what I'm excited about, too. It's probably...
You've been to shows there, though.
Yeah.
Like when the Mega Beatles play and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, for those that haven't been there, it's an Amish-style bar or barn. It's three barns, actually, in one. It's all, no metal. It's all wooden pegs that hold it together. It's huge, but for being cavernous as it is, it's got such a warm sound with all the wood in there. And I think you're going to love it, especially with Hayden doing the sound.
Yeah, that's been a bucket list of mine. I've always wanted to play the barn. You know, like you said, I've seen the Mega Beatles there and, you know, a couple of other, there have been weddings where I've seen bands there, but never had a real chance to, you know, actually play it ourselves. So we're just really...
That's VHS playing back here.
We're just really happy to play this this venue, and we appreciate you inviting us to do it.
Well, I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody then. You guys get to take something off your bucket list. The animals get to eat for another year.
Yeah.
And the people are going to dance and have a good time. Speaking of people, you guys have played for some very, very big names in Chicago. And I'm not going to ask you, I'm not a tabloid journalist. I'm not going to ask you to tell all the stories of behind the scenes with the celebs. But just name drop a little bit of some of these artists that you've had the pleasure and privilege of performing private parties for and how that all came about for a band from Indiana.
Yeah, it was a phone call that we got from the owner of the Arcata Theater.
Ron Onesti?
Ron Onesti.
Oh, I know Ron. Good guy.
Yeah, we play there every year and do a Pink Floyd show, and he called us up one day and said, would you like to play for Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy? And we said, when? And he said, 2 days. I said, we'll be there. You
now,
know?
Was that as the Floyd band or as the Funny Man?
Yeah, it turns out Donnie was asking. He wanted to put a holiday party together for her. And Ron asked, well, what is she really like? And he just kind of paused and said, she really likes Pink Floyd, you know? And so he says, well, I got these guys, and, you know, I can have them out there. If you really want a Pink Floyd band, we can make that happen. And in 2 days, we got everything together, and it was a big surprise for her, and she loved it. She sang every song that we were singing. They actually gave her a mic, and
wow.
It was pretty incredible to have her sing right along with me, and they just had the best time.
Was she a singer?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, at the end of it, when we were, you know, we were done with our set, we asked them if they wanted to do a couple songs with us. You know, so we do You're the One That I Want from Grease, and we asked us if she would do the Olivia Newton-John part and if he could do the John Travolta part, then, you know, that would be really fun to do. So we did it, and they rocked it out. It was wonderful. I was really surprised, and they had just the greatest time up there. So that turned into, you know, hey, you guys are, you know, really cool and really good. We'd like you guys to do something for her cause called Generation Rescue. I believe it's for autism. And so we did that, and we were the band for New Kids on the Block. He brought all the guys from the old group. And we
wasn't Naughty by Nature there too?
Yeah.
I saw some clips of that somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were there. They opened up the show, and what a great bunch of guys those guys were. So there was that party, and then the party after the party. It was just like you were living like you were a rock star for one day. You know?
Was that at the Arcata also?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. It was something that you just never forget. You know? I mean, it's just one of those things that you want to happen again, but if it doesn't happen again.
You lived it. Another bucket list.
It was great.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything similar to that booked in the near future? Have you gotten any calls from anyone that might have been at the party that was somebody that knew a guy that knew a guy that knew you?
Right now, not with that connection, no. The only other
connection is, you know, Mancow.
Right.
We played a party, his 4th of July party last year. We got to meet Greg Brady, an awesome guy.
Barry Williams.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Also known as Greg Brady.
And your buddy Jim Peterk was there.
Okay.
So him and Billy Corgan sang a song with us.
Wow.
From the Smashing Pumpkins.
Maybe you guys can like play with him now that the Pumpkins are touring again.
Yeah.
They're coming out this summer.
Nice. I hope so.
Yeah. Give him a quick call. Yeah.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is I was just lying in bed. When I saw an 847 number pop up, and I was like, well, you know, this could be pretty important, you know, and I'd like to answer all my calls, and I just get is this Jeremy? I said, yeah, this is Jeremy. Is this Billy Corgan? I was like, man, I sprung out of bed, you know, and I was like, and my wife's like, what the heck's going on around here? And he says, you know, he starts talking, and I figured it out, you know, he wanted to sing a song with us, and I just said, you want to sing one, don't you, Billy? He goes, if you don't mind. I said, no, we'd be honored if you sang a song with us. So, you know, we got a video of him singing. He's a very tall person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a chance to meet him at the Cheap Trick shows.
Yeah, and he's very nice, too. Yeah. I mean, he's
kind of quiet.
Yeah, yeah, he's a little quiet, but, I mean.
So what song did he sing with you?
Wish You Were Here.
Okay.
Yeah, and I found out later on that he was the one that inducted Pink Floyd into the Hall of Fame back in the early 90s. He was... He did the and he actually played "Wish You Were Here" with Dave Gilmour that night at the inductions.
That's very, very cool.
So we're one step away from Dave Gilmour.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like you're playing that 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon thing.
Right.
How did you and Cow get together? Mancow and I go back a number of years too. He's another guy I've been friends with.
That was the Arcata Theater again.
It was the Arcata Theater. That's been the stem of our, you know, success to meet these people. He somehow knew our laser guy, a friend of our laser person, and said, you gotta see these guys. These guys are, you know, they're authentic. They're good. So he came out, and he brought his kids out there, and he told our laser guy, he says, man, ask if they want to go out to dinner one time. So we went out, and we met him and ate crab legs and started talking, and then that's when things just started happening with, you know, him and having some parties, and he's had us out for 3 or 4 good parties, and you know he's going to have another one out for us on 4th of July.
Wow. Somewhere around his birthday. I think his birthday is late June.
Did he show you his Stormtroopers?
Yes, he did. He's got quite a collection.
Yes,
of
he
that,
does.
And he's a huge fan of the Kinks and the Moody Blues. He likes those two a lot. He's got a lot of, a pinball with him and Slash on it or something? That's really strange. Mm-hmm. But he's got a collection of guitars on his wall, and yeah, he's got a lot of memorabilia.
And he found out that we work at an amusement place where we do jukeboxes and and do video games. So he wanted us to get he wanted a CD, a jukebox, and so we installed one of those in his basement, and we installed do you remember the video game Berserk?
Yeah.
He wanted one of those, so we had to look everywhere for this thing, but we finally found one. So, yeah, he's a nice guy, and we appreciate all the opportunities that he's gotten us, and really it stems from, really Ron Onesti and the Arcata Theater, mm-hmm. And just having that connection. So,
where can people keep up with you at online? Is there a website or a Facebook or what?
Yeah, MrFunnyManBand.com is the website. The other one is EchoesOfPompeii.com. And then those will lead you right into the Facebook. You can catch a thread off those. And we've got videos and all that good stuff. And it's got all our upcoming dates.
Keep up with them. And don't forget this Saturday, we've got Pet Rock going on at the County Line Orchard in Hobart. And with that, we've got about 4 minutes left. Let's play a final song and play right on out into the news. What do you guys want to play?
Let's do Wish You Were Here.
All right. Again, you're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio with Mr. Funny Man. I'm Tom Lounges, and this Saturday, County Line Orchard. Help the animals and come and see us.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? They get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for the cool breeze, cold comfort for change. Did you exchange your walk on part of the wall for lead role in a cage? Same old